Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, God is coming to your rescue. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, God promises to secure the rights of His faithful ones who seek His justice. When we're abused, neglected, rejected, abandoned, or falsely accused, God does come to our rescue. But sometimes we feel He's not helping us fast enough. Is He breaking His promise to us? Although God often seems way too slow, whether it takes months or years, and often it does, before your problem gets resolved, Jesus is in fact at your side immediately delivering you from evil in the very moment you begin to cry out to Him. The real question is not, where is Jesus, or why doesn't He care enough to help me sooner? The question that matters for the healing of our souls is stated in the last sentence of this gospel passage. As He's arriving to help us, do we greet Him with faith, or is fear spinning our minds in such turmoil that we don't see Him as He stands right next to us, offering a helping hand? If we're not living by faith, we inadvertently expand our problems. Are you feeling miserable after calling upon God for help? Look, Jesus is at your side, begging for your trust. Are you feeling frustrated because God is not removing the obstacles you're facing? Look, Jesus wants you to follow Him in a direction that's different than where you think you should go. We all have adversaries. Jesus is wielding His sword of truth against the spirits of darkness who are working against you. He is driving them away. But if we reject the truth He wields, His sword is of no help to us. What about the troublemakers who continually annoy you? When our eyes are on them instead of on Jesus, we miss the healing embrace that He's offering to us as vindication. When we live by faith, we experience God's vindication every day, even while injustices continue. We experience it in our hearts as we receive His peace and His patience and His endurance. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What injustices are frustrating you today? What evil is being done against you? What will you do right now to be a faith-filled follower of Christ? What action will you take to conquer your fears and choose to give God your trust? Describe an injustice that you recently witnessed or experienced. What shocked and dismayed you the most about it? What is fearsome about it? And what does trust for the Lord encourage you to believe about it?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.